Okay, welcome to the mastermind for the 21st of February. And we were just talking a little bit about I'm going to go ahead and mute you now, Liesl. We're just talking about a little bit about self-care, and I'm just turning the recording on here, and that how when we're busy, that's the last thing, that's the first thing to go. And when we are, you know, it's like the old saying of, oh, busy, busy. If you're super busy, you need to meditate, you know, twice as long. And again, those are the things that we cut out. But in this energy that we're in this period of time with, you know, this exalted Mars in Capricorn, and then the Sun is and Saturn is combust right now. So there's a little bit of burnout energy, and then there's a super drive to and focus to get things done, or people wanting you to get things done. So, you know, more than ever, we need to take care of that feminine side of us and that emotional side of us very much so. And that's what the last healing circle was very much about. And so that's that healing is always, you know, you can do that many times, and that's super, super helpful and supportive for that. So that would have been the January healing circle recording. So I'm just going to jump in here, and I do have a little bit of a theme that I want to talk to you all about tonight, but I want to jump in to any questions anybody has, and usually then what I want to talk about kind of just comes through. So, Karen, are you here for just a limited time?
Yeah, about 20 minutes.
Did you have something you wanted to start us off with, since you are limited on time?
Yeah, sure. I can just say that I've recalibrated my workouts and my eating since the last time we talked.
Good.
So, and you know, the good old-fashioned checklist has been my friend, but you know, I had to watch out for that too because sometimes it can suck me dry if I go too crazy with it.
Yes.
But I've been re-energized. I've been doing the sprints, and I've been doing the 2 days a week, and then 3 days a week I'm doing my heavy lifting. And
Good, good, good.
I'm feeling good about it. And
Awesome.
I'm on track with my nutrition, so there we go. I
Great.
just and I did a one of the another I really, really like your that daily alignment thing.
Yes.
And I did that specifically for this whole thing
You mean the
around
daily,
that. And
wait, the da which daily alignment thing? The
the
meditation?
most, yeah, the one where you write in the, you have to do the prep work before you do it
Yes,
with
yes.
the worksheet. Yeah. I really like that one. I've liked it ever since you came out with it. So
Thank
it
you for
works really
reminding
good
me
for
about
me.
that one.
Yeah. I love that one. And so I'm going to do it around a couple other things too, but that was just really important because my mind and my thoughts were saying some things and my emotions, or, you know, and I was like, I just decided that boring eating is beautiful.
You know, I don't call it boring. Like I say to my husband, we like peasants, and then once in a while we don't eat like peasants. We eat like kings
Right.
and queens. But peasants always peasant food. You live longer. The food of kings and queens kills you pretty quickly. So
Yeah, right.
I don't call it boring. Boring. You might want to reframe that you like to eat simply would be a reframe.
Okay.
Okay.
But I do know that I do so much better when it's just like pretty much the same thing, you know? Where I need to do some recalibrating on when it comes to the weekends. I feel like I do need to do something different, but it still needs to be within like the boundaries. Like, so anyway,
Yes.
I'm just working on that. And yeah, and I'm just working on just creating and posting. Like, I don't care if it's quality right now. I just am doing, you know, in the doing, you know, because
Yeah,
the
and
only
I've been
thing.
seeing your posts, and it's great. You've been doing it. It's perfect. It's really perfect.
Yeah. And I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to think about strategy or anything at that
Nope.
right now. I'm just doing the do. And I got through some obstacles too, which I was really happy about because it seemed like everything came with an obstacle. And I was just like downloading took so long. And then I couldn't connect to this and I couldn't do that. But I
So
was just like, oh, well, I just have to figure that out. And then it will become easier and it won't have all the problems eventually. So I'll just be fine. So there, that's my update. And I feel like I'm pr doing pretty good with things. And one of the things I tend to struggle with, and I don't know if it's just what it is about, is just like, I don't know, I have this, how do I describe it? This melancholy spirit that seems like it's part of my DNA or something. I don't know what you would call it, but I have to kind of keep that in check, you know? So.
yeah, so hang on a second here. Where's K2? Okay, so when I look at, that when you talk about melancholy, there's a couple different aspects we can look at with that. And first, I go to K2. I go to the mystic because the mystic is going to pull us out away from the world. And the mystic, K2, can make us feel alone and can make us feel like we don't have what we want because K2 wants us to be detached from the physical world. So sometimes that's not comfortable when we're wanting to be in the world on, so it depends, kind of depends on where K2. So last year and a half, you had K2 on your moon and on your ascendant and on your Jupiter. That's a lot of K2. So I've got it right now on my ascendant, and I mean, I have a really strong K2 in my chart anyway, so it's something that I deal with. But I've been noticing waves of it for sure with where it is for me. So that it can be that aspect. And so is the melancholy connected to, like feeling alone, or you just don't have going on what you want to.
I think it happens when the place I'm noticing it is when I'm like trying to wake up in the morning and just feeling like good about my day type, like just getting it. I think it's more on that part of the day that I'm feeling it.
Okay, just getting going and getting started, and that
Yeah.
also can stem from, are you remembering? Are you connected to your purpose? Like why you're even getting up each day? And that it can be connected to that. And also, if we are expecting ourselves in the first part of the day to just jump out of bed and just be raring to go, that's actually not how our system works, especially in the wintertime. So
Yeah.
we want to be honoring of giving ourselves time to kind of get with the program in the morning. This is why I meditate first thing. I'm like, I'm not good for, I'm not good for anything unless I,
Yeah,
so
that's
I.
what I do. That is what I do at the beginning, and I think maybe I just need to give myself a little more grace about it. But it took me a minute to. I spent some time being frustrated about figuring out the routine around my fitness, and I was kind of like I was frustrated about it. But then I figured it out, and I was fine. So I don't know. I guess what when it comes to that kind of stuff, interestingly enough, I find that these little checklists can be a pick-me-up for me. But I think deeper than that, with what you're saying too, is making sure I am connected to my purposes is also like one is more like a shallow thing, or not shallow, but it's not as deep as that. But I feel like it's both things, you know?
It absolutely can be both things. And and if you're getting up when it's dark, like light a candle when you get up, like give a little, have a little ritual to this whole process in the morning.
Yeah. Okay.
I wake up really well with the light. I don't wake up really well with the dark, and I spent years waking up with the dark. And it's still a little bit dark when I actually come out of meditation, but I'm so much better than just trying to jump out and do something and get something done. So I give myself grace in the beginning of the day. And when I wake up in the light, I'm just like, I can't wait to get outside.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, and also, are you using a light box or anything, to get light in your eyes? Or you got to get light in your eyes as early as you can.
No, I don't really. What is that? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a
What are you just talking about?
they call them happy lights.
Oh.
Yeah, mine is made by Vera-Lux, Philips. And they're small, and you like where you're sitting and having your tea or whatever. 20 minutes of that, and
Okay.
you don't look right at it, but you put it like off to the side a little bit, and it helps to counterbalance the winter dark. Helps set your
Okay. Yeah.
mood. So, it's the bottom line is we need serotonin to wake us up. Serotonin wakes us up. We need melatonin to go to bed. Mel puts us to sleep. So we don't tend to have as much light helps us to have serotonin. That's a
Yeah.
big one. So
Okay.
we don't have as much light. We don't have as much serotonin. We're not as happy. It's hard to get going. And so we want to get that light in as early as possible.
Okay.
Okay. So that's a, and so what I've done is I do all the things and then I'm generous with myself. Hey, it's winter,
Yeah, right.
and then
Exactly.
it's dark. Like my brain wants to turn off. I don't want to do super focused things. It just doesn't work for me. So, just you have to be willing to work with your own rhythm and not put so much pressure on yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
Which kind of
All
comes
right.
into the theme. I was doing a session with someone today, and this came up, and it was just so great because, it's can we let it be easy, and we're so conditioned to things being hard, and we have to work so hard, and we have to struggle, and then we have, we're patterned that we're have more value if we've had to work real hard. And but can we actually just let it be easy? And so how do we let it be easy? We're willing to be aligned. We're willing to be in flow with things. We're willing to it letting it be easy is a more feminine approach. And it doesn't mean you don't get things done. It just means that you're not in resistance. You're not pushing against. You're looking for the yes in things. You're really setting the attention that okay, yeah, I want to get this done, or I want to do this, or I want to attract the partner, or I want to get the new clients, or whatever. But my intention is to just
Yeah.
let it be easy, which is a different disposition than I've got to do this, I've got to do that. I got, So it's a
I
great.
think that's actually my message. I feel like that's what I'm here to I'm that's what I need to hear is what I'm noticing when you're saying that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just really, and this is for everybody, Julie, we were just talking, I know Lisa, you're working like crazy. It's like, how can we let it be easy? How can we let it be easy? How can we let it be easy? And I think that's a good thing for us just to, Karen, keep your eyes open, but for the rest of us, take a moment to just close our eyes and just take a deep breath and really just ask our hearts, like, how could we let it be easier? Like, how could we just let it be easier? And, the daily alignment process that Karen brought up, that kind of pops in. That's a great way, also. But just uniquely, and I want to hear from each one of you, like, how can you let it be easier? So, Karen, what comes up for you since we started with you?
I guess the idea is like to rest in I don't know, I guess I re let the support me. So like what that means is, yeah, like the routine and then adjusting it if I need to or whatever. But you talk a lot about like at the beginning of a meditation, just to feel the support underneath us. Like, yeah.
So I'm gonna
And
want to do a little tweak to that, and anyone else who wants to take on, borrow, use anything that anything's coming up for anybody else. That's why we do this in a group. So, instead of let the support you, let's shift that more feminine. Allow the support to support you.
okay.
There's a when we bring that energy of allow in, and again, this came up with working with somebody earlier. That was and it's just like the allowing and receiving meditation, all the feminine work, allowing is, it's like there's nothing you have to do. It's like, oh, it's just remember that there's a door that's open. Just allow.
Yeah.
Where let is like still kind of having to do something. So really
I
allow.
like that.
And allowance is kind of leaning back a bit. It doesn't mean we don't do anything, but we really lean back into the energy, and then it's off.
Yeah.
We need to do something different. So I'd love to hear from Liesl and Julie also, what's come up around this, how could you let it be easier?
I think it stems on what I was telling you about before, how I seem to catch my mind setting all these rules around all the things that I must do, which is really hard on self and not even physically possible. And just allowing softness to lead the way and just letting myself off the hook from really unrealistic expectations and realizing that my mind could not possibly think of what the better outcome is, and to trust. So I think it's just softness instead of harshness towards self and
Which
doing.
again, we're talking masculine, feminine,
Yeah.
and energy when we're talking like that. The softness is more the feminine, that masculine is more of the, whip you into shape, Yeah, so that's great. Allow that. So that's your key, is to allowing the softness to lead the way. And Lisa, what about you? What's coming for you around that?
For me, it's like stop trying to control everything. Like, for example, if there is something that is not going the way I want, I get so frustrated. So that's one thing.
So if we shift this for you, instead of, because what you said is stop trying to control, which is, so we want, let's shift it to even a little bit more of letting it be easy. Yes, but stopping is still doing something. So let's use this theme of allowing for you. Okay. So if you were going to, what would you be allowing, if you stop trying, if you're stop trying to control it, on the flip side of that, what would you be allowing?
So on the other side, let's say what I'm trying to control is like getting things done so that other people doesn't get upset with getting delayed on my projects.
Okay.
And so I think I just let it be like for other people, like I couldn't do anything. Like I tried my best, but still, sometimes, it's still like I'm still like running out of time sometimes.
Okay.
Oh, a lot of
So
time.
we wanted to
So I think,
put that on hold for you, that, so not to be so focused on that piece, right?
yeah.
Because that puts this more stress on you, where if you could really, it's like I want to say to you something like, really like just allowing your gifts to lead you, allowing your brilliance to just come through in its own timing, like something like that. Does that make any sense to you?
Allowing my gifts. Okay. A lot of my problems is like the timeline, like the aggressiveness. Everybody is aggressive. They don't want to everybody, Facebook, motto is like, known as like move fast.
Yeah, like
So,
Liesl works for Facebook,
yeah.
so yeah, she's under the gun. Okay. So it would be great
So,
if you could allow your own timing.
yeah. I wish I could, but
So you know what I like for you is if this sounds resonant for you, I like kind of going back to the root of what I was talking about. What if you just let the work that you're doing, let it be easy?
Okay. Like how?
Okay, so let's tune in. How is by allowing your brilliance to come through and not focusing on the timeline so much, which doesn't mean you'll probably timelines better, but if you're sitting there, you're a type and somebody's looking over your shoulder, like I'm a decent typer. Can I type if someone's looking over my shoulder? Not very well. You know, it's like your timelines, your bosses are all standing behind you, looking over you, and it's so when I look at you, there's a big part of your energy that's in resistance to that, and it's hard to just like, just focus on what you're doing. Because you're moving from fear of the timeline. That's the motivator. So I want you to tune in about this, okay? So really tell yourself the truth. What could you do? What's an inspired action you could take to just let it be easier for you?
Yeah, so what's coming up is just let things be.
Thank you. So I'd love for you to just like write that as a mantra. Everyone just kind of write theirs as a mantra, an intention. And this also circles back to something I wanted to say when Karen was bringing up what she was, is that, in our morning practice, in our morning meditation, and if you're not doing it yet, I highly suggest it. This is why we drop into the heart, and with almost all the meditations, like what's your heart want for you? What's the intention for the day? And even if you're working with the same intention for the day, like write it down, like keep it front and center. Set you, and if you have several, Liesl, you have several projects or whatever. Okay, here's my intention for all of them, or here's my intention for each one of them. And if you again, then we're that's one of the ways to allow and set the energy, because we're focusing on the energy. We're setting the energy, not the outside energy coming in. Does that make sense? We're setting the energetic template for it. Instead of like, because you've been under the gun for a while, you're getting up and you're getting to work, and whether it's at home or going to work, you're like feeling like you're so far behind before you even get started on today's work. Which is a hard place to be. So, really invite that in. Let it be easy. And this is also another place to work with your archetypes and really being able to. And there's the Sacred Wealth Code Council meeting. There that meditation is in the archetype. Karen, where is that meditation? Is it in the archetype trainings? Do you know?
I think it is. Like, I actually use it.
Okay, great. Great. And I know there's a link to the journal, actually. But I get so much value out of weekly consulting with my team, I get downloads. I get, and then Liesl in the archetype. Yeah, I believe this is probably in one of the very beginning trainings. Sorry, I don't have the member site in my mind right at the moment, but also maybe with the same place you found that it's like hiring parts of your wealth code to do certain jobs. Have you Is that in that module? Okay. It's so useful, because then if you're like, literally, we can hand this off to one of our guides. Okay, we're working on this project, so let me hand that one off to you right now. And you'd be surprised what transpires knowing that, okay, there's a part of me that's got this and is working on it at some level. There's things that happen, maybe even communications happen that you don't have to initiate, or there's just things that get taken care of. So, work your inner team on these things. Super, super useful. Like, Julie, you should have someone, you should have one of your archetypes hired to, sell the business, And there's a whole form to fill out, and this is a way we can also have fun with our own energy. And after a while, your archetypes really speak to you. But if you forget about them, they're like, they'll be right there, but you do have to call upon them, and then they're more available for you. So let's let that theme of letting it be easy, allowing. I just want to look at one thing from, hang on a second here. If anyone else has a question, just hop on with that question now, or something you want. It doesn't have to be a question. It can be something just that you want to have us explore more. Where is that? Hang on a second. I'm just looking for something. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I was just looking for a wording of an affirmation that I was working with someone today. It's an affirmation she actually got from some, like a card with some jewelry or something. Anyway, and the what I loved about this was, an affirmation's, they don't, I like them as more as intentions. You have to feel what it is. It has to really resonate for you. And that's why it's always important for you to come up with your own. This one was allowing, it was literally allow myself to choose what I accept. And that was her personal, but this whole thing about allow, there's allowing and, but allowing myself to, kind of adds this other layer of energetics to even allowing myself to let it be easy, allowing myself to put my attention more on my priorities than other people's priorities, kind of speaking into Liesl here. There's something about that combination of words. It's like, oh yeah, I can allow myself to do that. It's not even something you have to, it's not something you have to do. It's just relaxing and allowing. So it's, as I said in the beginning of the month, it's a very masculine period of time. And we need to continue to bring in the feminine. And then some of us get really stuck in the masculine when we're, got a lot to do and a lot to accomplish. And we want to, the energetics is more the feminine side of things that really paves the way. So really allowing myself, thank you, Karen. Allowing myself to is another great way to work with the affirmation there. So on the, so we have Leo full moon coming up. I put that on the member site. And this is, it's a great full moon. I mean, it's, we're going to do, the healing circle will really be about opening our hearts really so we can lead more. And it's interesting too, because we have, of course, if we have a Leo full moon, we've got the sun in Aquarius, but we don't just have the sun. We have Saturn there and we have Mercury there too. And Aquarius being this place of humanity and, social justice and purpose. And it's more about the people, where Leo is a little, is more about us, like more about the one. But, in having any kind of a purpose or mission, it's really meant to serve yourself, but it's meant to serve others as well. So, it goes hand in hand in this beautiful way. It's a great activation for our courage. And whenever we have a full moon, it just illuminates things and lets us see more. So as we're coming up to this full moon, and, you know, and I encourage you to do the full moon healing circle or do the recording for it. As we're coming up to this full moon and the day after, so just be a really aware of, like, really what are you leading, or what do you want to lead more of? And you have, you know, if you haven't done your purpose and mission statements yet, that's totally fine. You'll, you know, do that or refer to yours, or revise it. That's all super important. But in order to lead from the inside out, we have to have an open heart. And we've all had a lot of wounding in our hearts. I mean, it happens from when we're young, because we're pretty vulnerable and pretty open. But we want to be able to really lead from that heart space. So this full moon's a great time to do this activation. So I'm excited about that. And, you know, Mars is still grinding away there, just being super strong in Capricorn, and will be until March 15th or so. And, you know, so there is this push to get things done, and, but let's do it and allow it, do it, but allow it to be easy as well. So does any, this is kind of a small call tonight. Does anybody else have anything else they want to add or share or ask? Nope. Lisa, are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. Thank you. I'm going to do that mantra, allowing things to be easy.
Allow things to be easy. Yeah. Allow things to be easy. Yeah, me too. me too. We all have a lot of play. Okay, my dears, always a pleasure to be with you. And I look forward to seeing you at the Healing Circle and beyond. Okay. All right. So much love to you. Okay. Bye-bye.